Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Is a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's that simple, right? You don't need a college degree to figure this one out. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. JoeMessina.com is where you want to head. You want to head up to JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on up there as well. You know, I know we've been hearing about this, right? But you just got to sit there and scratch your head. And say, you know, didn't anybody know this was coming? And what's up? What is going on? Apparently, the FBI agent who was investigating, right, the whole Russian collusion with President Trump, well, guess what? Found out that he was colluding with the Russians. Isn't that kind of cool? You think he was going to tell on himself? No, I don't think so either. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Charles McGonigal is accused of conspiring to lift sanctions off a Russian businessman with ties to Vladimir Putin. Now, he's a former FBI official involved in the investigation of the Trump campaign with possible ties to Russia, was charged on Monday for violating sanctions on behalf of a Russian oligarch who was specifically challenged or sanctioned by the U.S. government. Now, Charles McGonigal, and I'm not familiar with this person. Some of you might be smarter than me, you know, all over this. He led the FBI's counterintelligence division in New York. He's accused of violating U.S. sanctions. Now, I guess this guy was a Russian aluminum magnate with close ties to Vladimir Putin. Now, according to prosecutors, McGonigal and former Russian diplomat conspired to have sanctions removed from Deripaska in 2021, they also investigated another Russian oligarch in return for concealed payments. I wonder if they went to the big man. They got to ask. Their effort was unsuccessful, right? Deripaska remains under sanctions. McGonigal, who was arrested on Monday, he received $250,000 from a former Russian intelligence officer while he was still working for the FBI. They don't love this country. They could care less about this country. Fill their pockets, they're happy. Well, this indictment marks a surprising twist given to McGonigal's involvement with the FBI investigation into Trump's campaign. Right? They've linked with links to Russia. Now, as a top counterintelligence official, McGonigal was one of the first individuals at the FBI to learn that Trump campaign advisor had discussed Hillary Clinton's emails with the former diplomat. The FBI opened his investigation of Trump campaign based on that conversation. These guys already knew what was going on. They knew that the dossier was fake. They knew it. Think about that one. Anyway, McGonigal left the FBI in 2018 and was involved in the Bureau's probe of the Trump campaign advisor, Carter Page. You know, as they went through the text messages, they went through the emails and so on, they start tying these two together. Our team is currently talking to Carter Page regarding the Russia issue. Now, they don't know what else McGonigal was involved in. They don't know what else he had his fingers into. I mean, think about how the reports that you heard about how sure they were that Trump was part of this, Trump was this, Trump was that. Think about all of that. Right? The Russian government, did they have interference or influence? They may have. They had the people around, but were they for Trump? No, I think not. The FBI relied heavily on Steele's dossier. Well, for its investigation, anyway. It failed to verify any of the allegations in it. They just took it for granted they were real and true. It's just amazing. And they don't care. And they don't care today. And they still don't care. It's not a big deal. Not to them, anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed first. You know, I'm going to do this story later. But I have to tickle you with it a little bit. Because I was tickled by it. According to a recent, not even a survey, right? A 2020 Pew Research study. Right? Now, this is a research study, not a survey, not we'll ask you a question. Over 50% of liberal white women under 30 have a mental health issue. I'd love to know what that is. Does it mean there's a correlation between progressive ideas and mental health? I don't know. What do you think? I mean, some of this, the whack stuff they come up with, what they're willing to try to support or help, you do sit there and have to think to yourself, are these people for real? How many times have we said it on this show when we're talking to each other? There is something wrong with these people. Something isn't firing on all cylinders. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get engaged. Get involved. Be part of the solution. Make sure you're part of it. And the way you get part of the solution is by getting informed. I know that we have David Horowitz listed for this hour. We've got, somebody's got technical difficulties in getting him in. But it's all good. It's okay. Not the end of the world, okay? Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right. This is the same FBI, DOJ, that wants us to trust them. Remember, they used to be the most pristine law enforcement agency on the planet. Everybody was petrified of them. Right? But not anymore. No, they've had so many issues and problems and well, I don't know. They've got, I'm not so sure they got woke as much as I am that their management got woke. And maybe they're not woke. Maybe they just, maybe there's always been an underlying tone of a deep state there. Okay, now we're just seeing it front and center. They don't even try to hide it anymore. Right? We are it. We are the one that you need to be afraid of. And the discussion, learn how to deal with it. I don't know. I have no idea. You know, I love these guys. Everybody's got the inside scoop. Everybody knows what's going on. If you guys were honest with yourself, I want you, again, not trying to say I'm better than those other guys, but they've all got the inside scoop. How many of them really called what was happening and what's happening on a regular basis? Most of them are putting together information, bits and pieces they're getting from people and trying to call it, if you would. That's all we all do. We have friends in different places. We get information from different people. And we hope what they're telling us is true. Notice what I said. We hope what they're telling us is true. Anyway, okay. Well, some doctors have been slamming what they're calling woke-land institutions for impeding scientific research with deadly just virtual signaling. And you're seeing this happen across the country. Prominent doctor, researchers, and academics condemned recent initiatives in the science research and health community to delete commonly used scientific language and replace it with, ready for this, less offensive and inclusive language. With the past several weeks, the state of Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services, as well as the Susan Dworak Peck School of Social Work at the University of Southern California, removed term field from their respective program for the sake of avoiding. Now, remember, think about something. What's your field of expertise? Right? Who finds that offensive? Who went out of their way? Who worked weekends and nights for months to decide that was a bad term in some way, shape, manner, or form, right? Really, think about it. At the USC School of Social Work, the office wrote that these phrases may have connotations for descendants of slavery and immigrant workers that are not benign. Well, too bad. In this particular case, I'm saying to you, get over it. The word field has many different connotations. Its main description has nothing to do with the, yes, field slave workers, black slaves who worked in the field. Field has many, many different meanings to it. One being your field of work. If you're looking for something to be upset about, you'll find it pretty much in every word in the English language. Just amazing. A digital news source spoke to several prominent members of the STEM community, including theoretical physicist Lawrence Krauss, physician Dr. Simone Gold, psychologist and author Gad Saad, and others who denounced this language policing is ridiculous. It is. It is extremely ridiculous. Right? The memo that was opened by acknowledging that the community offices at the school are often referred to as the field. Though it stated that this reference, along with many other references to the word field, will now be discontinued. Black and brown people find it offensive. You know what? When they do this kind of thing, you got to go ask your quote-unquote black and brown friends. Ask them if they're offended by those words. Don't tell them why or anything. Just say, hey, you've heard this term before. Yep. Yeah. Are you upset with that? What does that do to you? Right? They're going to say the same thing. They're going to point blank say no. See, the guy would tell you, no. Just amazing to me. It never stops. I'd love to know what you have to say. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, somebody sent me this. I took a quick look at it, and I just had to kick. I just had to laugh at it. So apparently DeSantis, Governor DeSantis now, he's attacked as an authoritarian. Why? Because he says teachers should take away cell phones during class. Yeah, I'm a trustee of the school district. I agree with him. These kids are into their phones. They're texting during class. They're not paying attention to what's going on. Here in California, you got a reading comprehension and math and science issue. And the thing that we're going to fight about is whether the kids should have their phones in class. I don't think they should. We've had some parents say, hey, what if I have to get a hold of my kids during the day? Well, you do it the old-fashioned way. You call the office. You say, Grandma Smith died. I need to pick up my son in 20 minutes. Right? You know, your dad had a medical emergency. I want to take him to the hospital with us. Not the, I want to know what you want for lunch today because mommy's running late. Those are not emergencies. Okay, and frankly and honestly, I had one mom say to me, what if there was a shooting or an emergency like that to school? I want to know my son's okay. Right, because if you're hiding in a closet, the best thing you could do is ring his phone. Come on, think it through. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can sign up for the email blast. There's a lot happening there. A lot of common sense, if I do say so myself, is coming out of this show. Partake of it. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump's classified documents case, still the only one involving an FBI raid, but new on Tuesday, we learned classified records have been found, perhaps mishandled by former Republican Vice President Mike Pence, as well. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says this whole thing has come a long way since the Mar-a-Lago raid.
What became a political problem, for Republicans is now a national security problem for the country.
Ticketmaster under fire on Capitol Hill Tuesday.
Senator Richard Blumenthal during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing into Ticketmaster's handling of Taylor Swift concert tickets.
Ticketmaster had the temerity to imply that tobacco involved in pre-ticket sales was Taylor Swift's fault.
But Live Nation head Joe Berchtold said the companies aren't to blame. Automated bots are.
This is what led to a terrible consumer experience, which we deeply regret.
I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. We are back. Joe Mazzetta, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate your time with me. All right. The talking about DeSantis is being attacked as an authoritarian because he wants teachers to take phones away from the kids. Very class. Gee, that's terrible. I mean, kids shouldn't be learning. They should be texting during class, don't you think? And for some of you go, well, not my kid. No, yeah, your kid. Many of you don't even pay attention. Again, I'm on a school board. I see these reports. I see what's coming in. I talk to these kids. They are doing the things you don't think they're doing. Being disruptive in class, texting each other in class, actually texting each other answers in class. Right? DeSantis feels that the school districts would be totally within their rights to, you know, tell the kids, leave your phone in some cubbyhole, leave it in your backpack, shut off. If you're worried you're going to need it for an emergency or something, there's a way to go. If you get it back at recess, if you want to text people, fine, but they should not always be on their phones being distracted from the lesson, and that's what's happening. Right? And a school board should have the ability to do that. They should have the ability to open their mouths and make something happen and hold it back. Now, the clip of him saying that, oh, just spread on Twitter because, oh, my God. What an authoritarian viewpoint. Ruth Ben-Gyat, I don't even know who she is, she said he's so dangerous in every way, truly an authoritarian personality. Really? Seriously? You have no idea, lady. You don't really, if you've done your homework, when we, in one of our schools, when we kind of banned phones during the day, if you were caught with them out, during class, the phone was taken away from you. And it changed the culture of the school district. It changed the culture on campus. Right? Many Twitter users mocked the comment. for resembling a literal parody as well as suggesting the students without phones in class is akin to authoritarianism. You know, you talk about equality or equity or whatever it is that they call it these days. Some kids can't afford a phone. Yes, there are still kids without phones. Although, I don't even get this. You guys, I know, I'm going to be the old man on the front lawn screaming to get off my lawn, but you guys remember when you wanted a pair, I don't know, Converse sneakers in my days? My dad, like, really? You think you're getting a pair of $50 sneakers? You're out of your mind. You go work, you raise $40, I'll pay you the other $10 I was going to pay for them. And now these kids have $500 phones. $400 phones. And somebody's paying their bill every month. Hello? And these phones that you're so in love with, they're a big problem in the drug trade. They really are. In California, they contribute big time to the fentanyl deaths that are happening in the state. National Review senior writer Dan McLaughlin said apparently teachers controlling their own classrooms is now authoritarian. But she left herself wide open for this, didn't she? Right? One writer, I love this line, one editor said, oh, students shouldn't have cell phones and be on TikTok in the classroom. He's such a Hitler, isn't he? Next thing you know, these Nazis are going to ask kids not to chew gum in class. It's terrible, isn't it? It's how ridiculous these people are. No, seriously. And some people thought this was a joke, so they didn't even comment on it. You know, imagine being so beholden to your political philosophy that you're shrieking about the radical, mega, crazy idea that kids shouldn't have cell phones in the classroom. Oh, the humanity of it all. To think that we'd want kids to pay attention in class. Really. This is the story that I started to do earlier. I told you I was going to expand upon later. We're finding out, not a survey, it's an actual study, that liberal mindset equals that liberal kind of mindset has a direct connection to mental health, issues with mental health. It's, again, just amazing to me. And there's no reason for this stuff. If you really care about your kids, if you really want to make sure that your kids are learning in school, then help them out. Oh, figures. God bless America. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You need, ready for this one? You need to be part of the solution. Anyway, all right. And one person asked a question which is perfect. You don't have to make a snide comment other than to say, what is wrong with you? Right? And after all these comments hit her, this woman can't even get out of her own way. She defended herself with her comment against DeSantis and attacked him again. She's like, it's not the phone, people. It's the arrogance of a man who wants to control everyone and everything. Business, students, other politician. He wants to dictate what you learn, read, and how to train your employees and so much more. Yeah, that's dangerous. Training your employees to do the job you need them to do. That's terrible. Right? Arrogance because he wants to control, or not control, but give businesses the right to do certain things. It's just amazing. I would love to sit with her. I mean, under him, this state is growing like crazy. Taxes are growing like crazy. And they want to tell us how bad he is. Right? This new law that he's trying to push through, or wants to push through, it's called Proposal for Teacher Empowerment. It's going to create a new process to report a violation of teachers' rights. Did you hear that? A violation of teachers' rights. Empower teachers to maintain safe classrooms and environments. Provide civil remedies for teachers asked to violate the law. Ooh, that's what they're afraid of. Because there's a lot of school districts there that are still bucking DeSantis. They still don't want to do what he wants them to do. Or what the law says, anyway. Right? And, you know, some of these comments are great when they start telling businesses what to do. People forget it's the Democrats that force businesses here in California. If you were a corporation or mid to large size corporation, the state was forcing you to make sure you had a percentage of women on your board, a percentage of people of color on your board. That's none of your business. If that board wants an all black, all white, all Asian, all Mexican, Hispanic, excuse me, board, that's up to them. You have no business requiring them to have or not have. And then forcing businesses, you know, from a nationwide standpoint, forcing businesses to provide health insurance, oh, that's not telling businesses what to do, is it? Forcing everyone to put a chemical in their body, you know, that vaccine thing, or else? Oh, no, that's not forcing businesses and people what to do. Sure. They're so self-unaware. It's hilarious. Come on, you have to admit. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let's go a little further with this, though. Right? I mean, you think about this. Now you got a district administrator in California calling for privileged white voices to be dismissed, not to have a voice in the curriculum plans for California. That's so cool, huh? California district administrator involved in overseeing curriculum called for privileged white voices to be removed from influencing against the far left ethnic studies curriculum. Talk more about this at the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up here on the Joe Mazzini Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Whoa! Jumps with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-55. We're really running in the chat room. You're going to ruin my day. Dude. I go back to Maryland every year. Well, I haven't been back in a few years. We usually go back and we broadcast from CPAC. And he just had a bushel of crabs at $450. Does that mean my crab sandwich is going to be like $52? It was pretty expensive last time I was back there. Anyway, 855, sorry, little sidetrack there. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. California administrator says white folks shouldn't have a say in the curriculum. No, thank you. California district administrator involved in overseeing curriculum. Her name is Samia Showman. Called for privileged white voices to be removed from any kind of input into the curriculum here in California. Showman oversees curriculum in the San Mateo Union High School District as a manager of English learners. Now, Showman contacted California State Superintendent Tony Thurmond. She blasted white voices and said they should have no part of influencing the curriculum. Unreal. What a wonderful human being. Well, when she's on these Zoom calls, right, making these comments, she's got a Palestinian flag behind her. Just saying. She goes on to say, we urge the State Board of Education not to give the pressures and influences of political lobbyists, racists, and privileged white voices and individuals. Right? Another issue Shobin took up with was the proposed ethnic studies curriculum was the idea that multiple perspectives exist. She doesn't feel that. There's only one perspective. White people suck. This is what the road she's going down. The proposed revisions privileges terms like multiple perspectives, diversity, all students, and broad range of groups, undermining the primary focus of BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, People of Color, communities that compose over 80% of California student population. Right? Now, Shulman went to call for a more extreme version of the proposed Black Lives Matter. Even the African-American lesson on Black Lives Matter movement, which is a direct response to white supremacy, she said, fails to call out and analyze racism and systemic oppression. Shobin is a pro-Palestinian advocate, blasted a proposed revision of the curriculum that would include Jewish-American studies. Oh, no. See, and we are the bad folks. We are the racists. We are the haters. Anybody else find that just totally amazing that we let them, we let them get away with that. Why? Mark Greendorfer of Zachary Legal told a local news source that the position taken by Shulman and others to treat Jews and true indigenous people of the land of Israel as white occupiers, it's at odds with history. It's at odds with fact. And this is what they do. They keep spewing the lie, and it'll get into these young heads, it'll get into these young minds, and that's the end of it. Right? There's a couple of interviews with teachers where they, actually Texas teachers, they brag about how they indoctrinate these youth. While the idea of ensuring students are taught about the history of all ethnicities, right, we support it, it's the right thing to do. You find that these programs are anything but educational. Instead, they're political indoctrination. Right? I mean, they're following a line you shouldn't have to follow. Oh, you shouldn't be following, I should say. It's a never-ending fight. You have to stay vigilant at all times. I mean, period. There's no way around it. If you don't, you're going to lose your kids. You saw it happen plenty of times. You saw it happen over the years in history with Hitler, with Stalin, with Mussolini. What did they all go after? They all went after the youth. They all pulled the youth together. They all tried to get the youth in on their side. It's just amazing. As I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, a lot going on you need to keep track of. You need to stay up on. Unless you just don't care about what happens to the kids. Right? And I love, again, this all started with the DeSantis Teachers Bill of Rights. Right? So it's not just kids. He's not pounding on teachers. He's actually trying to support the teachers. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I got so much of this stuff I want to deal with. You know, these Texas, the Texas teachers. Well, and you know something? We should just pick on Texas teachers. We should be picking on all teachers that come out and think that their only job, the only thing that they should be doing on a regular basis is teaching kids that there's no such thing as gender. That's like their big thing. From kindergarten all the way, who cares whether they can pass a test? Who cares whether they know anything about science or history or math? As long as they know there's no such thing as gender, then we're good. I just don't get it. And where are your parents with all this? Where are you? Why aren't you with these classes? Why aren't you fighting back? Why aren't you pushing back on all of this? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, head up to the website, sign up for the email blast, or you can sign up for text messages, right? You can text, get text 77, text GOJO, one word, to 77222. That's GOJO to 77222. Really that simple. And a couple times a week, we'll still have the show starting, who's going to be on it, that kind of thing. Right? Not hard. Somebody took exception the other night when I was going down the whole list of issues with Christians being attacked. They felt like Christians being attacked. Well, you know what? Christians have been attacking people for years. Really, where? Where, when, and how? I mean, it's one thing when some of these people think being attacked is when we, Christian, we don't agree with your line of thinking. We don't agree with your belief system. That doesn't mean we attack you. I don't believe in multiple gods. I can't line up with a pagan group. I can't go to their prayer scenario. Right? I mean, I know who my God is. I have no problem with it. You're not going to shake me in one of those events. But me going to one of those events is kind of me agreeing with what it is they're selling. Yeah, I'm not interested in doing that. Seriously. All right, let's see if I got enough time to pull this off. Yeah, I guess I could do this. Pew Research study revealed that over half of white liberal women have been diagnosed with a mental health condition at some point. Does it mean that there's a correlation between progressive ideas and mental health? I say yes, but I'm not an expert. It's a common tactic of politically charged on either side to take a particular adherent of the ideology and equate that to a mental illness. Conservatives will label younger liberal generations as snowflakes, having TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. Right? Liberals or progressives label right-leaning individuals as conservatives as, you know, racist, bigots, misogynist. We know all the words. May not know how to spell them all, but we know them. Resorting to this type of bad behavior, right, was an excuse at one point not to address the real issues. But now we need to start addressing the real issues. You think about it. When the left starts pushing ideas that if you think you're something, a different species, a different person, a different sex, different name, different whatever, then you are that. So whatever you think you are, well, we know that's wrong. Right? But what? Right? What if we could actually call them out, prove it from a scientific standpoint, that what they were doing was wrong? Should we keep our mouths shut? Well, Pew Research has found out exactly that. You put all politics aside, the shocking diagnosis is that over 50% of liberal women with some form of mental health, medical diagnosis, and a public health concern, and no one wants to talk about it. No one wants to take it seriously. Again, I'm going to run out of time to do this, but I'm going to hit this at some point in time today. Because you need to know about it. It's real. And look, I am I'm 63 years old. I think back about some of the people I dated over the years. I'm sorry. This is not new. Yeah, there's a problem with them. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show here on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus in the next break, or the next hour, I should say. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show.